For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team lost last night, game one of the quarterfinals, joined by Captain Adam Flamang. Adam, you've had an interesting year going back to St. Cloud, and you miss, I don't know, a month or so here with the latest injury. What's the year been like for you mentally, just starting and stopping so many times?
Yeah, to be honest, I thought my season was over right when the injury happened, so I'm just happy to be out there again. But yeah, it's been a fun year, but a few tough bumps along the way. But yeah, we got a good opportunity today to even the series up and go to game three.
As a captain, what have you done when you've been away from playing to still help the team?
Just trying to be a positive attitude in the locker room, still being with the guys, doing as much as I can, working out with them, just trying to be around as much as I possibly can.
You've been in this situation before last year. There's a handful of guys that are back, but you've got so many new guys that haven't been a part of this. What have you veterans done to going into the week, per se, not even since last night, but just to let them know what to expect come playoff time?
Yeah, I mean, every game is crazy. It's physical. It's fast-paced, and every mistake can end up in the back of your net, and that's kind of what happened to us yesterday. We made a few mistakes there in the second period and ended up being 4-0. So, I mean, it's just discipline, physicality, fast pace, and I think we'll be ready for it tonight.
How important was that first 90 seconds of that third period for tonight and hopefully for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it sends a message to our group that, hey, we can beat these guys, obviously, and if we play like that, we can do some special things.
Come playoff time, odd things happen to win games and lose games. How do you block all that out and just play a quote-unquote normal game?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough. I mean, that place is rocking. I mean, it was sold out, but yeah, I mean, it's a hockey game at the end of the day, so we're going to do everything we can to win.
What's the season like? College hockey season's the longest one there is in college sports. It's such a marathon, and you get to this point, and it seems so short. What changes? What's different? How do you approach it?
Yeah, it's, like I was saying before, every little mistake can end up in your back of your net, so it's being so dialed in and focused and ready to go right away from puck drop to be able to win games in this kind of environment. And, I mean, sometimes you can outplay the other team and still lose, so it's just part of the game.
Best of luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.